you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one lovable package, Glenn Klein online on a beautiful day in Tampa Bay. For thank God, it's Monday, March 7, 2022, the only 372022 in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great week. We give here online. Glad to have you along for the ride. It's been quite a ride, no doubt about it, for the last, in my case, 63 years. In my 63rd year on the terra firma. The beautiful humans logging on around the planet from over 50 countries, and including we have had a lot of listeners in Ukraine. And I want to talk today to you folks about why Ukraine. Why Ukraine? How this came to my very fertile brain was Dawn asked me when this thing all first started. Why is he doing this? Why is Putin doing this? Why Ukraine? Well, there's some superficial or historical, which are not superficial, answers to that question. But the bottom line is that it's for the reason we do everything as human beings, for power and control. Now, I'm not going to take the time that I have on past shows and in past blogs to talk in detail about the power and control dynamic amongst us human beings. Let me say this at the outset. Never, ever underestimate human beings' ability or desire to try to have power and control over other human beings or to be empowered or to be controlled by other people. I have written extensively on this. You can go to my new website, which is klein.coach, klein.coach, and just go to the blog, and you will read Coach's Corner. You will read, if you just page down a little bit, PNC Park, about power and control, that it's a real thing. That's another blog. It's a theme throughout my coaching, my writing, my understanding of the human condition. It's a huge part of my upcoming book, which is called The Book for Men, Masculinity in the Age of Wokeism. It was why I was able to write my first book early on in the spring of 2020, before anybody was onto Fauci, before anybody was onto the CDC, before anybody was onto the Chinese communist government. I was on it. Why? Because while I do suck at most things, I'm pretty good on a few things, like understanding human history and human nature. I never heard of Anthony Fauci. Either had you. But I know the government. I know how government works and doesn't work. I knew that he had been in the government for 4 decades, a bureaucrat in the government for 4 decades is almost by definition corrupt. And we know the rest is history. If you haven't gotten that book, you can listen to it for free on Audible. It's on Amazon. Early Wake-Up Call, How a Coach's Early Warnings About the Pandemic Can Help You Now. It helps you for any crisis. It will help you in this crisis. It's helped me in this crisis that we're in. So when Dawn asked me, why Ukraine? I've talked to Dawn, my former wife and the beautiful mother of our 6 children and grandmother of our soon-to-be 3. Well, she is already the grandmother of 3, just that Ella is inside of Hannah, due at the end of May. Ella Joy Klein Chiklana, percolating in Savannah, Georgia, inside daughter Hannah as we speak. But the amount of hours that I've tried to get across this to Dawn. Dawn is one of the great control freaks of all time, and she knows it. She admits it. I am a reform control freak. I seek to release people. Now, I used to be. I didn't know any of this shit, you guys. certain personalities are drawn to certain types of professions based on their genetics, based on the way they came out. Dawn and I came out as control freaks. I sought to be controlled and to control. And we were both drawn to each other, and we were both drawn to the profession of residential summer camp owners and directors. And let me tell you something. You can't be in much more of a control freak profession than a residential summer camp owner and director. I've talked about this to ad nauseum. I decided what day it was for the population at Camp Menominee, 200 plus people on 100 acres in northern Wisconsin. But there are many other professions where control freaks are drawn to: teaching, the military, government, bureaucracies, the clergy, which was also a draw to me, and being a dictator like Vladimir Putin. Yeah, that guy is a control nut job, obviously. But see, we can take situations like COVID, we should, because it's a would be a real tragedy and waste of time if we didn't learn from these things, or a situation like Putin or whatever, and learn from them and draw them down to our little lives. Because Putin is a human being. He's walking worm food like the rest of us. Yeah, he is. And you know, it's difficult to have humor right now and to be up and be positive. But I'm going to talk about why that is now compared to how it usually is. Or what happened, or what's happening. But Putin he's dead. He's a dead man walking like the rest of us. He's just a guy. He's a weirdo. Same thing with Biden. Same thing with Kamala Harris. Same thing with Donald J. Trump. Barack Obama. Vladimir Zelensky. Who ever heard of that guy, really, before this all happened? The president of Ukraine. Was a former comedian in Ukraine. But I told Dawn, it's, you know why. I've told you this 1,000 times. It's about power and control. Never underestimate somebody's willingness to do whacked out stuff to control, to feel like they have power, or to be empowered or be controlled. That's why there's still religion in the world. People want to be controlled. That's why people in places during the pandemic, like Australia and New Zealand and Canada, and to a large extent, many states in the United States of America, were willing to put up with that stuff. That was, as Nikita Kucherov of my Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team, the great Nikita Kucherov, who's Russian, as he would say, that was number one bullshit. And it still is. That made no sense. Just get the book. Please, I'm begging you. Just listen to it. You can listen to it for free. Probably take you an hour or two to listen to it. It's a short little book. But what Putin is doing is no different than what Pol Pot did in Cambodia, or what his predecessors in Russia, Lenin and Stalin, and to a lesser extent, the dictators of the Communist Party that came up after those guys. I mean, Lenin and Stalin were mass murderers. But so were the other. I mean, up until even Gorbachev was not good. He was, and Putin was in the KGB. He was the Russian equivalent, or the Soviet equivalent, of the CIA. He's a tricky guy. And he's gotten more ill over the years. Learn this lesson, ladies and gentlemen. If a condition is not taken care of, whether it is above the neck or below the neck, it's going to get worse. And the kind of mental illness and paranoia and power hungriness that Vladimir Putin is suffering from has only gotten worse. He apparently was particularly taken by paranoia during COVID. Do you see him with these like 40-foot long tables not being able to get around even his? I mean, that is bizarre. And it is, of course, extremely troubling that this guy has not only got a nuclear button, but he's been threatening it. Jesus, what a nightmare. And it could happen. I mean, think about all the dictators, whether it's Khrushchev after Stalin or Gorbachev or my boy, we share a birthday. I can't think of his name right now. I totally see his picture, his face. He was during the end of Reagan, and he was there with Nixon. Brezhnev, Leonid Brezhnev. He's December 19th birthday. All those guys all had were dictators and had the nuclear code. Obviously, none of them did it. Now, we had a thing, which we still have with Russia, called MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction Doctrine. In other words, if you push your button and send the nukes towards us, we're just wiping you off the face of the map. So that kind of quid pro quo of we are all dead men immediately stopped World War III from happening. But who knows? It could happen. I don't think it will, but it could. This guy's nuts. Remember when George W. Bush said, when Putin first came on the scene, he said he looked him in the eyes, and because the Bible says the eyes are the window of the soul, and that Putin had a good soul. Wrong, W. Yeah. You can go on what's going to be in the future based on the past. Nobody should be surprised by what's happening right now. It's shocking. Nobody should be surprised, though. This is Putin's playbook. He did it in the war in Chechnya. He leveled Grozny, destroyed it. He did it in Syria when he expanded back into the Middle East, in Aleppo. That tripped up my boy Gary Johnson, the libertarian nominee. He couldn't think of Aleppo or what Aleppo was when he was asked. That made him toast. But this is scorched earth stuff. Putin doesn't give a rip. He doesn't care. But it's not surprising. The shocking thing is that it wasn't covered like Ukraine has been covered. The people in Chechnya were Muslim, mostly. That's why they were rebelling. In Grozny, which is a significant Muslim population in the former Soviet Union. Same thing in Aleppo and Syria. These are darker-skinned people. Have you noticed the people in Ukraine are mostly white and really attractive? This is akin to when the classic beautiful blonde white girl goes missing, and the entire nation is focused on it. But black kids in Chicago are getting gunned down every single weekend, and you hardly ever hear about it. This is determined by our news media. The same news media, for the first time in history, had a scoreboard of death to keep us all glued onto the TV during the lockdown. I talk about it a lot in the book. I posted a meme the other day on social media. It's got two people riding on a bus. One's on the left, as you look at it. The other one's on the right. One has got a frown. The other's clearly smiling and happy. It's a cartoon. And the one on the left, where the guy looks very stressed out, it says, "Getting triggered by every news event." And then on the right side, it says, the happy guy, "Realizing that the news is a scripted drama, and the best way to take care of the world is to shut off the TV and become the happiest, healthiest version of yourself." And I said, lots of truth here. And you guys, obviously, Ukraine is happening. It's getting pummeled. It is mass murder at a very high scale. But the news that I took the meme to be talking about was what we turn on the television. They don't have to be covering it the way they are. They didn't cover Aleppo or Grozny this way. And you say, well, they couldn't. Well, that's fine. They could have. They could have more. But those weren't, quote, our people. See, these are, quote, my people in Ukraine. I'm Ukrainian, partially. My children are partially Ukrainian. My grandchildren are. There's all kinds of stuff going on in our family. We've got everything. Irish, Polish, Ukrainian, German, Norwegian. We've got lots of good stuff. But my people were from Odessa. My Papa Harold, my grandfather on my mom's side, my Papa, his people were from Odessa. That's getting focused on right now because if Russia is able to take Odessa, then Ukraine becomes a landlocked nation and they can't get to their seaports. That's no good. But it is hard to be happy and to be up and to joke when you're seeing stuff like this in your face all the time. Last night I watched my Tampa Bay Lightning take on my formerly Chicago Blackhawks. That's the Blackhawks are the hockey team of my youth, the Lightning of my adulthood. It's a big game. And the Lightning won, the Lightning won 6-3. Now, the Lightning goalie is a kid named Andrei Vasilevsky, who is also Russian, like his teammate Nikita Kucherov. Vasilevsky is perhaps, he is the greatest goalie in the world. It is considered right now in hockey. He may be one of the greatest goaltenders of all time. Time will tell. He usually is rocking some pretty long flowing locks. The Lightning lost to Pittsburgh the other night 5-1. He did not have a good game. And then all this stuff is happening with his homeland, with Russia. He undoubtedly has family there. So he shows up the next day and he has shaved his head. That is a telltale sign of somebody that's feeling out of control. Now, was he thinking, you know, all this shit is happening in Russia, my mother Russia, and I just had a horrible game. I'm going to take some sense of control over my own life and cut my hair off. Was he thinking that consciously? No. Maybe not. Perhaps not. But I know he was thinking of it, and you do too. You know how we know? Because that's exactly what he did. You guys, we don't do anything that we don't want to do, even or especially subconsciously. You got to have a want to. It's got to be a thought first before you do it, even if it's destructive thoughts that become destructive patterns of behavior. What we're seeing now in Ukraine, you wonder why Ukraine? Why not Ukraine? Kyiv is where the Russian Empire started about 1,400 years ago or some insane number like that. And for some reason, Vladimir Putin's got in his mind that he's got to reestablish the Russian dynasty. More than the old Soviet Empire. The whole freaking thing. And I have to say, he got away with Aleppo. He got away with before that with war crimes in Aleppo and Chechnya. But not anymore. Why? Because it's happening to the white world, the European world. Now they're talking about war crimes. This is no different than what he did in Chechnya or in Syria, what he's doing in Ukraine. But now he's a war criminal. You see, it's all a matter of perspective. It's because we can more relate to the Ukrainians than we can to the Syrians or the Chechnyans. That's bullshit. Number one bullshit. We're all the same. We're all one. And yes, we need to do some things significantly in greater intensity than we are doing in Ukraine right now to stop Putin, because he will go. Of course he's going to continue unless we stop him. Hello, jeepers, creepers. Has anybody studied history at all? This is what these guys do. They continue until we stop them. Man, oh man. I mean, So we have this geopolitical situation happening in Ukraine with Russia. But pare it down to your life, you guys. We all keep repeating patterns of behavior. Why? Because we don't learn. I mean, even Trump talked about in the 2016 election how stupid, and it was stupid, for Obama to announce when we were going to leave Iraq and Afghanistan, but especially Iraq. It was stupid. You don't do that. And Biden made the same mistakes that Obama made. He made it in Afghanistan. He showed, listen, you guys, just Google or YouTube our evacuation from Vietnam, from Saigon, in 1974. Gerald Ford was president. Might have been 75. It was a disaster, and they said our departure from Afghanistan would not be like Vietnam. It ended up being worse. Who would trust this country anymore? Muammar Gaddafi, the former dictator from Libya, gave up his intentions for weapons of mass destruction and what he had, weapons of mass destruction, the ones he had, and for nuclear weapons. And we made an agreement with him, and then he got wiped off the face of the earth, dead. Look at what's happened. We said we wouldn't leave anybody behind in Afghanistan. We left hundreds of thousands of American sympathizers and contributors and those that were cooperating with us, translators. So despicable. I never supported those wars anyway, but once you're in, at least Trump went in and removed Al-Qaeda or ISIS. ISIS, remember, came in when Obama just precipitously pulled out of Iraq. That's why ISIS became ISIS. Making the same mistakes over and over and over again and hoping for different results is called what? Insanity. That's what we do, we human beings. The fact that we have announced that we will not have a no-fly zone, so Putin doesn't have to worry about that. I mean, even if we shouldn't, I don't know if we should have a no-fly zone. We probably should have a no-fly zone. These people are being annihilated. This does not lessen what happened to the people in Syria or in Chechnya. I was listening to Sean Hannity the other day, and he had a caller on that was taking issue with some of the things that Hannity was saying. And Hannity was saying that Putin was a war criminal because he was indiscriminately killing civilians. And the guy was saying, we did the same thing. And Hannity was incensed. First of all, when somebody gets incensed, it gets very defensive. That is a clue as to you're onto something. Of course we killed innocent men and women and have forever. But certainly in Afghanistan and Iraq, we annihilated Iraq in order to get to Saddam Hussein. If Saddam Hussein was living in your neighborhood in Pennsylvania, and he was a mass murderer, let's say they knew that Saddam Hussein living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, speaking of Pittsburgh, had killed 30 people, and he was held up in his house in his neighborhood in Pittsburgh. We wouldn't wipe out the entire neighborhood to get to the mass murderer who had killed 30 people. But we sort of did that to a whole country. Why? Because it's over there. See, we can relate to the people that are living next door to us in our country, in our state, in our city, in our community. But there's just collateral damage over there. It is high time, beautiful humans, that we realize that those are our neighbors too. Even the people that are perpetrating the crimes. The hatred that you have for the criminal is the self-loathing that you have for yourself. We're going to be talking about that next time on Glenn Klein Online. We're going to be talking about the spiritual implications of why these things happen and about praying for Ukraine. But yes, there's a reason that the tension between North Korea and South Korea got tamped down during Trump. There's a reason that Putin went into Chechnya in 2008, took over Georgia when Bush was president, took over Crimea in 2014 when Obama was president, and waited the 4 years till Trump was out of office when Biden was in. Robert Gates, the former Secretary of Defense for George W. Bush and Barack Obama, said, and he should know, that Joseph R. Biden Jr. has been wrong on every major foreign policy decision in 40 years. For 40 freaking years. Barack Obama said about Joe Biden, never underestimate Biden's ability to fuck things up. Well, Barack can deliver a line. I was no fan and am no fan of Donald J. Trump, as you know. But he was listening and acting upon some sound advice. Did he say and indicate some really stupid things? Yes, they all do. Did he do it in a very unusual and manifestly mentally ill way? Yes. But he didn't start a war. That's good. I'm all for not starting wars if we can avoid them. He started getting javelins to Ukraine way before any of this happened. We know he sanctioned Putin, even though he cozied up to him and said some weird things. I don't want Trump to be president again. I never wanted him to be president the first time, but facts are facts. See, if you're married to a team, if you're married to the Democrat Party or to the Republican Party, then you cannot look at these things objectively. That's why I am your life coach. That's why I am your play-by-play man and color analyst for life. I don't have a team. I'm on Team Human. Team Humanity. I give props where they are due, and I give criticism and level that where that is applicable and appropriate. And there is no doubt that Biden shutting down the oil exploration on federal lands and cutting off the Keystone XL pipeline and now begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia to start flooding the market with some oil. This is the only thing that Putin has is his energy resources. Part of the issue was that Germany and Europe is dependent on Russian energy. Come on, Joe. Jeepers. There's no doubt about it. This country was energy independent for the first time in 70 years under Donald J. Trump. That's just the truth. And people were like, well, gas prices were coming back up, of course, because they had crashed so bad during the stupid lockdowns. By the way, I blame Trump for unleashing Fauci and Deborah Brooks and the rest of them on our country. Props to Governor Ron DeSantis of the free state of Florida, where I hail from. He said that he was wrong for locking down the country. I criticized DeSantis, who I really do respect. I criticized him tremendously when he locked down this state. Not every state got locked down. Most did. He listened to Fauci and to Trump and to Mike Pence. But South Dakota didn't get locked down. Governor Kristi Noem, pretty easy on the eyes. The governor of South Dakota. Man, she is attractive. Who's better looking, Tulsi Gabbard or Kristi Noem? They look like sisters, kind of, sort of. They never locked down. And they benefited from it. Decisions make a difference. But go to read my blogs on power and control, you guys. Basically, it's this. Human beings want what they can't have. It's one of the most natural human things that we do. If we're in a relationship, we want to get out of the relationship. If we're single, we want to be in a relationship. If we're married, we want to be single. If we don't have kids, we want to have kids. If we have a bunch of kids, like, why do I have so many kids? It's just the most natural thing that comes to us is to want what we cannot have. And at the end of all of this, we have no real power or control. It's verifiable that the things that are most important, like what family we're born to, or what sex we're born, what gender, our body type, our intelligence, our IQ, our hair color, all these things, We had no control over them. But we want control so bad. Why? Because we don't have it. You've got to release people from your control on purpose, with a purpose. And sometimes people that understand this stuff and who are going about their life trying their level best to be a blessing in the earth, that's what I foundationally recommend to my audience and my clients. Why are you doing what you're doing? What's your raison d'etre? Your reason for being? My men and women are encouraged. They do what they do to be a blessing, to leave the joint a little bit better than we found it. Well, sometimes you need control to do that, or at least a sense of control over somebody else. You got to learn the techniques. We are going in the right direction eventually. What's going to happen between now and the time that John Lennon imagined, where there is no more war, there is no heaven or hell, there's no religion, there's no division. It's going to happen eventually, maybe like in 1,000 years from now, 500 years from now, who knows? It ain't happening right now. And it's incumbent upon people who are in positions of leadership to be responsible. And it was irresponsible for Joe Biden to nominate Kamala Harris as vice president. It was irresponsible for Joe Biden to say that he would only consider an African-American woman for the Supreme Court. Why? Because it diminishes her. This woman seems very qualified. But she was from a very small pool. Biden didn't need to say that. He could have just done it. Biden didn't need to say that we're not going to have a no-fly zone. That's stupid. Biden didn't need to say that we're not going to send boots on the ground to Ukraine. I don't disagree with that, but it's not, it's ill-advised. Having a drop-dead date of August 31st last year to get out of Afghanistan was stupid. It was incompetent. People that are in positions of leadership, whether they have a silly podcast like this or whatever, it's incumbent upon us to consider the history of this human species and human nature. You do better if you do. That's what I do for my clients. I have an opening for one new client right now. If you're interested, just email me. grow@coachglennkline.com. You get this kind of stuff for your life, for your little life, a book a week. I can't say that it's going to go well, that everything's going to be all right. This family that we saw the other day, they get wiped out on the road as they were trying to leave. Just a family with a little pet carrier. These people have suitcases with wheels on them. They're rolling their suitcases as refugees. But I would encourage you to turn off the TV a lot. Check in. If you're seeing the same images, if there's nothing new, turn it off and go for a walk or meditate. Make a sandwich, take a nap. It's not healthy, you guys. The news can choose what they're going to cover. And because people are watching it, and I've been one of them, guilty as charged, that's why the news is the way it is right now. Same thing with COVID. They could be covering a lot of other things. And also, of course, it's happening in Chechnya or in Ukraine, in Kyiv, and Odessa, and all these things. It's awful. But it's if your mood and your good humor is based on if something bad is happening in the world or not, then you can never joke. You can never be in a good mood because somebody right now, as I'm speaking and you're listening, somebody's getting raped right now. Somebody's getting murdered. Somebody's overdosing on drugs. Somebody's being physically and emotionally abused right within this probably a few blocks of you right now, wherever you're listening around the planet. That's the truth. But on the other hand, some really good things are happening too. People are making love. Strangers are helping strangers. People are reconciling. People are helping their neighbor. Somebody's getting potty trained right now. That's a good thing. It's all a matter of, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? And I'm not a half full guy. I'm a glasses overflowing guy. So yes, I've got to watch a little less coverage from Ukraine and meditate more. I meditate every day, all day long. But it's right now under stress. You can go read that. at Coach's Corner at Klein.coach. The importance of taking a brain poop. It's really important under stress to do these things. All right, you beautiful humans. I love you. Let me hear from you. We're going to play the soul cleansing. You talk about a meditation where we always close with our son Angel's genius song, We Are Love. We will do it all again next time. Hang in there. If I can help you in any way, my cell number is 813-363-9545. And until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying Shalom, everybody. Peace.
Since you're knocking on the door, you're begging to come in, yeah. Unaware that all the wild has been knocking from within. You are the love you see, a perfect girl you need, righteous and holy. Not a thing that you need, you're the love. Just remember to breathe and take a second off. Look, I'm just trying to remind you that you're